Rosh Hashanah, Chapter 4, Mishnah 5. This Mishnah discusses the Musaf service prayers that we say on Rosh Hashanah, even today, in Shul. And it discusses the order of the blessings and when we blow the shofar during the Musaf Amidah, the Musaf Shemona Esrei. And so you may need to be somewhat familiar with the structure of the Amidah, but I'll do my best to explain all of it. The Seder Brachos, the order of the blessings for the Musaf Amidah, for the Musaf Shemona Esrei. Omer Avos, first we would say the blessing for Avos about our forefathers, which is the way every Amidah and Shemona Esrei begins, right? So we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Then Ugevuros, then we speak about God's greatness, Ato Gibro Leolam Hashem, that God performs the resurrection. That's always the second blessing of every Amidah. Ukedushas Hashem, and then we mention the sanctity of God's name, which would be Hakel HaKadosh. That's the third blessing of every Amidah. On Rosh Hashanah, we say Hamelech HaKadosh. So V'kol Malchi Yosu Mahen, we include the kingship of God in the third blessing of Rosh Hashanah, of Musaf. Instead of saying Hakel HaKadosh, we say Hamelech, which means king, the holy king. V'iman V'eina Tekea, but we don't blow the shofar during this, by this blessing. Then we say Kedushas Hayom, the sanctity. We mention the sanctity of the day, which is where we say Ata v'chartonim mikol ha'amim, and v'tokeya, and we blow the shofar at this blessing. When we conclude this blessing by saying Baruch Ata Hashem mekadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron, that you sanctify the Jewish people and the day of remembrance, the day of Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar. Zichronos, then we say verses about how God is remembers all of that which goes on in the world. And when we say that blessing, we say Baruch Hashem Zocher HaBris, blessed are you God who remembers our covenant, the covenant He has with us, the Jewish people. The Tekeah, and we blow the shofar. Shofros, so then we read about the blowing of the shofar, and we conclude with a blessing of Baruch Hashem Shemeah Kol Turos Am Yisrael Barachvim, that God hears the blowing of the shofar of the Jewish people with mercy. The Tekeah, and we blow the shofar the third time. And then we conclude the Amidah, we say the Avoda, which is Ritzei Hashem Lekeinu, V'Hoda, Modem Anachnu Lach, and Birchas Kohanim, the priestly blessing, and we conclude the Shemona Esrei. Divri Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, these are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva actually argued with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and we follow Rabbi Akiva's structure. He says, "Emeinu tekeh lamalchios lamuhu maskir." If you're not going to blow the shofar when you mention God's kingship, why do we need to mention it in the Amidah? So he says, rather the structure is actually how we do it today. Ella, he says, "Omer avos." You say the first three blessings of the Shemona Esrei, which includes avos, mentioning our forefathers; gvuris, mentioning God's mightiness; kedushas Hashem, in the sanctity of God's name. But we don't blow the shofar by any of those three. Then v'kolo malchiosim kedushas hayom, we include, as we mentioned, the sanctity of the day. We then also include passages regarding God's kingship, and we blow the shofar there. V'tokeya, we blow the shofar. Zichronos, we mention the blessings regarding God's remembrance. V'tokeya, and we blow the shofar. Shofar, as we mention the verses regarding the shofar. V'tokeya, and we blow the shofar there. V'omer avoda v'hoda u'berchas kohanim. And then we conclude the Amidah by saying the avoda, Ritzei Hashem, the hoda, the thanks of modem anachnu lach, and the priestly blessing.